The Jay and Kevin Show, live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I get so excited.
What are you excited for?
That guy, Kevin.
That guy.
Hey, he's very excited. I think it's the whistling in the background.
So do you like it or do you not like
it? No, I'm all in.
Okay.
Boys, yeah, let's go. Boys. How is Nashville right now? As I sit here in the studio, I have enjoyed a small piece of cheese.
Okay.
What did you guys have for breakfast today? Did they feed you?
I had eggs, bacon, and fruit.
But they fed you there at the broadcast?
Yeah,
what did you have, Steve?
I had some eggs. I had a bagel and some fruits and hash browns.
Do you want to know what the most handsome man in the world has for breakfast?
Chuck Norris?
Nope. I had a piece of cheese.
Oh, we went back to that. Oh,
see
sorry,
how that? Yeah. That's one of my favorite old jokes. You can kind of say it with whatever you want.
Yeah. I see what you do. Mm-hmm. What the most handsome man in the world's wearing today?
And they're like, oh, I don't know. And then you go,
When's it supposed to start snowing there?
I don't know.
Or is it tonight or something?
I think it's overnight. There's like that advisory or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I heard Mark Peterson say something about it earlier. But I got to be honest.
Winter weather advisory is going to be a snowy one. Loving it. And,
It might have been like that, Jay.
Something like that.
I apologize.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Petey. Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess it's winter.
You want me to read what my phone says?
No, I just pulled it up. I literally just pulled it up on my phone, too. It doesn't look like, it's not snowing now. It doesn't look like it.
Well, why does it? My phone has the option to click on a bomb cyclone.
Huh.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe it's just what the weather is. It says, you know the way they do the weather anymore is ridiculous. Like, toughen up a little bit. It says, I clicked on it, severe weather alert, possible threat to life or property. Well, yeah, I mean, everything is
at
some point,
sure,
is it not?
Right. Is your car.
Good grief. 2 to 4 inches of snow from 10 p.m. this evening till 10 a.m. on Wednesday.
But it looks like the temperatures are above freezing, according to
the Weather
Channel.
All the things you just said there are right.
Oh, man, the bomb cyclone is hauling an atmospheric river into the west.
You scared me.
Did you scare me.
Did you not wonder what was coming after hauling?
I know. You can't say hauls.
You said that you go hauling and when you started with the part, I was like,
uh-oh. No, perfect.
Yeah,
we're in trouble.
We're in trouble here, yeah. Get that candy, Charlotte. Get that.
Ooh.
Oh. And of all the things, you pick a little dum-dum sucker. It's like, that's not even really candy at that point. Just a little sugar to get you through. Nobody needs sugar, Charlotte. Do you really eat sugar? You probably don't. No. Yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte McCoy is the lady who runs this remote, and she is... Charlotte's one of those
that's right.
I think eats very, very healthy now.
Well, nobody's got more energy than Charlotte McCoy, Kevin.
No, they don't.
That's right.
Yeah, that is for sure.
She bottle that stuff up.
I know she had a bout with cancer.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
She looks amazing right now.
Unreal. Yeah, unreal.
So, Charlotte's, we've been here with her for a long time. I think she told us we were the people who have been there the longest now.
That was, code for man-year-old.
Yeah, I know, and I was like, that's starting. I almost...
That wasn't much code there.
No, you're right. It wasn't hard to decipher, was it, Steve? Steve's like, you know that meant that you guys are old. I'm like, Steve, stop.
This is a bit, right?
We know, Steve. We know, buddy. It is one of those, though, where you're like, that's starting to be the case everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just the most experience.
You guys have been here longer than anybody.
It's the most experience, Kevin. You just have to change the word.
It's experience. I'm happy to have it.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that. There was one thing else I was going to... Oh, you were talking about suckers there with Charla.
Yes.
And a dum-dum, which you're right. What a terrible sucker.
Yeah, I know.
A Tootsie Pop is amazing.
Right.
I'll put a Blow Pop okay, but it's just not a Tootsie Pop. It right. made me think oh, of yeah. Coach Few's father, Stormin Norman.
That's right.
Norm Few, who always would bring a big bag of Tootsie Pops to the game. Absolutely. And hand them out to people because he was like, listen, when it gets nervous, this is a good thing to, you know, keep your fingers busy spinning it in your mouth and also keep your mouth shut.
That's right, exactly.
That was his theory, and it's such a good one.
I forgot he said that.
Did you guys? You probably did not watch the Zags at all last night.
I did not, no. I know there was a win. That's all I know.
Yeah, they won. That's all you need to know.
That's right, yeah. That's right. Hey, I don't know. We're going to take a break. I don't know what else you have planned for coming up here, Kevin, to play. I know we've got a ton of interviews to get to.
Let's hear from Cody Johnson. What do you think of that?
Like, I love it, yeah.
After the next... So we're going to play a song, play a commercial break, and then we'll play some Cody Johnson for you.
Perfect. Yep. So Cody Johnson coming up. And while you're doing that, we're going to have Old Dominion come by. We'll record a quick interview with those fellas. So, yeah, it's still a lot to come today. Besides that, we have Dustin Lynch and Nate Smith and Chase Beckham. So, yeah, we got a lot left to do here, too, live in Nashville from Music Row. During CMA Week, the big show is tomorrow.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I got a couple of facial hair / hairstyle stories, I guess.
Oh, I thought you were telling us. I thought you literally were breaking into entertainment news to tell us that you have a couple facial hairs.
Kevin James.
One in the mustache area and one in the beard area.
That was
but
nice.
What you were trying to say is that you have facial hair stories. I got you. Let's do it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, good morning. It is Kevin back here in the studio on a Tuesday morning, as the boys are live from Nashville. We've got producer Steve, the man with the facial hair there. We've got him, and of course, Jay is there holding the fort down. They were just talking to Old Dominion. I was able to see that, but because the timing didn't work out just right to go live, guess what? They'll be recorded, and we'll probably play them back tomorrow. Just like this. This happened yesterday. We got to talk to Kojo. Good old Cody Johnson, you know, and he's one of the, you know, the bigger names that comes through. And it's always a little different at this remote where, you know, the people who run it, they're like, you've got 2 minutes with Cody Johnson. And we're like, 2 minutes? Dang, that's tough. I want to talk to Cody longer than that. And Cody's always kind of that guy that they say 2 minutes and they try to wrap him. And he's just like, nah, I'll talk to you guys for a little bit longer. So we got at least 3 minutes of chatting with the great Cody Johnson yesterday. Also coming up later on this hour, hopefully, will be Jordan Davis. Love talking to Jordan. He was telling us some fun stories about kids. He's got the three kids going right now, and those stories are always very fun. But right now, let's do it. What do you say we listen to a little Cody Johnson?
Cody Johnson, good to see you, man. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Dude, CMA week again. It doesn't feel like we were a year ago sitting here.
I swear, on the way over here, I was like, I feel like we're doing this again.
You're like, wait, isn't it supposed to be November?
Now, I didn't notice. Were you wearing a belt buckle?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Usually I see it right away, but I missed it out this time.
Yeah. Always,
don't
right?
Don't leave home without it.
No, I was going to say, I don't think there's ever been a time. Who was it we were talking to earlier this week? I said, Cody Johnson needs to be a preacher.
I think several people, actually.
Seriously. Yeah. So Steve's kind of new to country music, right? So when you were in Spokane, he got to come backstage. And we talked for a long time. And anybody who's ever had a conversation with you, you're a very inspirational person.
Thank you.
I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but you're very inspirational, like, just because you have so much passion.
Yeah.
And that's... to me is what a preacher is. And I was like, Cody Johnson
starting a church.
The church of Cody.
Oh God. No, I do. I just, you know, there's, I have my beliefs and things that I stand for, and
yeah,
that's, you know, it comes across. I'm a pretty intense person anyway.
Absolutely.
Y'all get the lesser intense version because it's 9:30 in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is. My coffee hasn't kicked in yet.
Right, so. Yeah. If you did, you'd be in trouble. Oh, you're caught. There you go. Yeah, it's like a fishing hook.
I was like, man, what's going on over here?
Got caught up in the headphones. But, I mean, that's one thing I love about you, though, man, is you're so passionate, and it's contagious.
Thank you. That's
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's what I hope for anyway.
Yeah, well, that's why the songs work too.
Well, you come to my, especially when you come to my live show, I want to do something that moves you.
Absolutely.
Not just, we went, we had dinner, we had some beers, we heard some music, and we went home.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to have left there saying, man, I really felt that. I felt the stories in the songs, and I felt the passion whenever we sang God Bless America together.
Yeah.
Things like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, even now, like when you're, I mean, I don't know how many, do you have any idea how many songs you've written or recorded?
I don't.
Yeah.
I would have to, that's so, a number I don't know.
Even now, when you're sitting down to write a song, I mean, do they feel different? You know, you're like, oh, this one.
Yeah. I mean, like, so I spent so many years as a songwriter that I kind of got burnt out. And
sure.
That's one of the reasons why I started recording other people's songs.
Well, that's a big step, though, because sometimes that's the ego you don't want to put away.
Yeah, but I keep my ego out of it.
Yep.
You know, if you've got the better song, it's your song.
I love that.
I mean, may the best song win.
Right.
So now I'm in a space where I'm just kind of writing for myself, like just whatever I want to write. There's no agenda. I'm not even trying to get it on my record. I'm just writing for fun.
Yeah.
And the last couple, two or three things that I've written have just been like really random, like random time of the day, just kind of, huh, what is that? And then I pick up the guitar and it's out in like 20 minutes and you're like, well, that's actually not bad. Like,
right.
But I think having that freedom, that kind of freedom approach to it comes out better for me rather than sitting down in a structured room trying to write a hit. You know, and if I write one and it's not that great, I'm like, oh, that was fun. You know,
it's not going to be on my record.
Yeah, I ain't cutting it. Maybe somebody will.
No, sorry, you didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
But that's your song. I know, it didn't make the cut.
Make the cut.
That's how you know it's good, right?
Yeah.
That's how you know the album's going to be great.
That's right.
Well, they're going to make you leave right now, but man, it's so good to see you.
Thank you, man. Y'all too.
I know it seems weird to say I'm so excited about your success. But I truly am excited about your success.
That's better than the opposite.
Yeah, I wish you were terrible.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Good to see you, man.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But I understand compound entrance, and I feel like I'm going to be all right.
Kevin James.
Did you say compound entrance?
That's gross.
Entrance? Is that what I said?
I think maybe you did.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure you do understand it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
This is kind of cool because what I've realized, it's Kevin back here in the studio right now in Spokane, Washington, where most of you are listening probably, or North Idaho or something like that. And what I've realized is the first time in nearly our 30 years of existence, I have control over the microphones. And right now, only my microphone is on. Jay has done this to me so many times where he shut my mic off. Jay, are you there?
And the radio.
Oh, whoops, his mic went off again.
So wait, is he on or is he not?
That's the beauty of it. You never really know.
Now,
you never really know.
Now you guys are on. I just had to have some fun.
Yeah. I mean, things, you know, it's been that way for a reason. But, you know, it's...
You know what? I'm not going to argue with that. I am not going to argue with you on that I do feel like it's been that way for a reason. And I'm okay with it. It's just today, can I tell you, sitting in the studio... is boring.
Sure, yeah. I know.
There's nobody here. It's just, oh, man, I'm just hanging out in the studio, and it's like, oh, I can see you guys having fun on the Zoom. You know, I can see what's going on, but that's about it.
Well, don't worry. We'll be back to cause havoc tomorrow.
You'll be
you
want
to hear havoc? Havoc? Havoc?
I felt like that was a better pronunciation. Yeah.
Yeah, I overpronounced.
I don't know. We would have said havoc.
Yeah, too much. Hey, you want to hear some of the names that we were called last night?
Some of the names you were called? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. When we were, you know, getting carded at the bars because we look so youthful.
Yeah, right.
Who's we? You mean you?
Well, I mean, they just do the thing where they don't risk it, Kev. You know, there's
they check
even
everybody.
With,
okay.
Even with me, they're just, you know what, it's policy.
Right,
so, hey, I'm just not going to. It was funny because, so I would, you know, probably walk in first. And the guy gives me, like, half a look. He's like, not worried about it. You got wrinkles that are 40 years old. And so I was like, fair. But I know that, you know, just in case the liquor commission is walking by.
Yeah, you never
know. They can say, hey, you carded that guy. And then Emma would go in. And, you know, of course, Emma looks like she's, you know, 10. Did anybody say, what did the one guy said? I'm going to make Emma talk, Kevin. He said you had a fake ID, right?
Yeah.
He's like,
this is a fake.
This is fake.
this is a fake ID.
Really? I didn't hear that.
He did. What state is your ID from?
It's still Washington. Yeah. Still right now.
She's a lawbreaker.
So you're not like Steve. As soon as you moved to Indianapolis, you had an Indianapolis Army and Indiana license.
This is what I said. No, this is what I said to him last night. I was like, can I see, you know, your license? And he's like, oh, it's just a Washington one. I'm like, how the heck did you already get a Washington license?
Wasn't it like within the first week?
Yeah, he said he
he got it in a week, Emma. Man.
I saw his license plates is how I was like, wait, you already have plates from Washington? He goes, yep, and my Washington driver's license. I'm like, what is it like?
Just rule follower over here.
Just Captain Rules. Salute.
I have my Washington identity now. And I'm going back to my apartment and stay in there for 3 years. Until I come back out and take a new picture for my license.
These are hurtful comments.
I know accurate and hurtful can be together.
Two things can be true at the same time.
Disgusted.
Yeah, well.
And then Steve, he's young. He's a young man. And I think they were, so, you know, they look at Emma's pretty intently. And they got the flashlight. They're checking the seal on the back.
Sure.
And then Steve over here. They're checking his super, you know, I'm already, you know, 100 feet past.
Thanks for waiting for us. Yeah. Appreciate that.
We get to the red door, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
And so the red door is just, it's just, I mean, how do you describe the red door?
Red.
Door and red. I mean, it's just an old wooden floor, nothing special about it.
No.
You know, just kind of a bar.
Yeah.
I always get the red door confused with, gosh, the other one that's right there that we would go to. Tin Roof.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, Tin Roof downtown. Well, I don't know if there's a Tin Roof in Midtown, too.
It's not in Mid. Well,
it's in downtown.
It used to be right by our hotel that we stayed at.
Yeah, there's. I think now there's. I don't know if it's still in Midtown, but in downtown
sure
there is.
Did. I would walk over there. They had good food. They had good drinks. And every time I went there, Chris Young was there.
Right. Yep. That was his hang. Yeah. That's the one. That's not Midtown. Maybe that is considered Midtown still, Kev. Because we can walk to it. So anyway, we get there, and this big dude, the big bouncer guy, he's like, "Hey, buddy," and I'm like, "Hey, this is my ID." Checks Emma's. He checks Steve's ID. And he says, as he's handing it back, "Here you go, little fella." I'm halfway up the ramp. I stop and I turn around. I'm like, did he just call him little fella?
It's possible.
It's not possible. Possible. He did.
It happened.
Little fella.
Yeah.
Here you go, little fella.
It's also possible that he called me little fella. Which
More street cred.
Yeah.
Way more without the T's and the apostrophe.
Yeah, that sounds like a rapper or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like triple the cred right there.
So I got that. We got sir, we got boss.
The guy that then was that at L. Dean's? I don't know. We were everywhere.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm with you guys and we go into a bar, it is like 90% of the time. I don't know if it's because I'm a bigger guy, but it's always, hey, here you go, boss. Like, it's all, I think it's the bigger guy thing. They're just like.
Well, that's what he called Steve.
How small was the man?
What was that? Sorry, you cut out for a second on our end.
Was he a very small man?
Dang it. Oh, he's still there.
Hello.
Did we lose you because we cut out for a minute?
I don't know. It sounded like we were good, and I'm listening.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you, but I walked in, and the guy goes, "Thank you, sir," and then Steve walks in, he goes, "Here you go, boss."
Here you go, boss.
It's better than buddy.
Yeah, little fella.
Yeah,
pal.
Little please.
Yeah, here you go, little fella. Here's your little candy cane and an ID. Hope you enjoy your night.
Yeah. Emma, how late did you keep these boys out?
We were out till almost midnight.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Yeah, we were pretty close.
Well, because we had dinner so late because of some people.
I know. Hey, we were working.
That's right, Steve. Yeah. We were working. Research, bro. R&D. You heard about it?
Yeah.
No, I really, Kevin, I tried my hardest to get Steve to go out on the dance floor, go try to talk to somebody, and it was... It was not working.
Hey, I got someone to dance.
Well, yeah, some random guy that was walking by you because you were doing some odd, you were doing some weird dance move, and he was mimicking it, as in making fun of you, and you immediately were like, "See, this guy likes me." I'm like, "Bro, that was not funny."
Yeah,
it was, but it wasn't.
Hey, everybody was having a good time, right?
Oh man.
Well, that guy was.
Yeah. Hey, I made friends with the guy at the front desk at the hotel today.
Oh my god.
He just the random. Kevin, we meet down there. What was it? What time did we meet today?
6:30 or so.
Yeah, so, you know, 4:30 Spokane time. We're like, oh, all right, I'll meet you down in the lobby. He comes, he's like, Jay, did you check out? I go, no. I think we're just leaving. It's fine. He knows we're leaving. Well, I think you might check. You maybe should check out. He said,
What are you doing with your key?
Well, the funny thing is, Kev, they're not even keys. They're just codes now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot that place is just codes. Yeah,
it's just a keypad. So just punch in, so there's nothing to do. He's like, well, I was talking to the guy at the front desk. I'm a friend with him now. We're friends.
Well, I didn't say it like that.
We're friends.
Well, I mean, he gave me his whole name. Because I said to him.
And his Facebook profile.
Well, no. This guy, he goes, you know, I'm pulling an all-nighter or a double shift or whatever. He goes, yeah, I'm going to take a nap, see if I can get off a little early with this next person coming in. I was like, oh, that's cool, man. And he goes, I go, so how long are you here for? Or, you know, what's the deal? Like, tell me your life story. And so he goes, well, you know, I went to school at Berkeley, and I got a song in Entourage, like the TV show.
Well, that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I go, you have my attention. And then he goes, yeah, now I live here, you know, just trying to do the music thing, working here. I go, okay. He goes, yeah, Travis Hunter Brown. Look me up.
Travis Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, THB, man.
Yeah, me and THB.
But you forgot to get his phone number.
I guess. Like
that would have been a checkbox.
It was too early. He was tired.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of things for you. What was his name again?
Travis Hunter Brown.
Hey, Travis Hunter Brown. Two quick questions for you. One, can I get your phone number just in case we ever need to be in contact? And do you mind if I cut your hair?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And his go-to line.
Did not like that.
Oh, man. Well, at least you asked one of the celebrities. That should have been on the checkbox.
Yeah. Hey, I did it.
Yeah,
can
I cut your hair? You should have got full credit for that, because nothing's weirder than that.
Yeah, now someone just walked by and...
she wants her hair cut.
Yeah.
She heard me say it, and she's like, you know what? I could use a trim.
Yeah.
Did that happen?
No.
Well, someone did walk by.
She walked by, and she looked over here right after I said, can I cut your hair? And then she ran as fast as she could into the church, praying the entire way she could outrun me.
Probably for the best.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, we have some other stuff we've got to get to. We have Chris Jansen coming up.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Also Jordan Davis, too, just a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Jordan Davis, I think, up next. I think he'll be our next one we talked to is Jordan Davis, and then after 8 o'clock we'll hear from Chris Jansen at some point. And whoever happens to drop in, you know, where you guys are
live
in Nashville. We never know how it's gonna go.
No,
but we also have other ones that were recorded from yesterday. Dasha. I never know which way to say it.
Yeah, it's like without the A.
Yeah, it's Dasha. We were told.
Yeah. We did some research. Yeah. We asked like 12 people, and six of them said one way and six said the other. And then the one guy who knew was like, yeah, it's like Dash without the A. It's just Dasha.
Okay, ooh, breaking news.
Here it is. Which one of your phones do you have, Steve? Burner phone, regular phone?
This is it doesn't matter. This is Facebook.
Okay.
So I don't know which phone this is. Apparently, according to Lynn, THB was on American Idol.
Let's go.
That might be true. He might have said that as well.
Well,
why would
you pay attention to that part?
Well, I mean, he said Entourage, and I was distracted.
So maybe you could have actually listened and thought, American Idol.
I was listening.
Sort of. I'm glad you remembered his name.
THB.
THB, baby.
Travis Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
Never look him up. He's got like 1,000 followers on Instagram.
No, he doesn't.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yes, indeed. It is the Jay and Kevin Show. Kevin back here in studio and getting ready for some fun. One of our favorite guys, Jordan Davis. Got to talk with him yesterday a little bit. Jordan is just one of those cool guys that we've been around a lot since the beginning of his career. You know, Slim's wife worked with Jordan for a long time, so we got to know him. Like, Jordan was at Slim's wedding. It's just kind of one of those things that it's been a long relationship with him. And so it's so great to see the success of Jordan Davis, and he's just one of the absolute nicest dudes. In fact, during this interview, he gets interrupted towards the end by Mitchell Tenpenny, who is also another guy that is just awesome. And he says to him, hey, I have a gift for you. You got to come by my house and get it. And Mitchell says, it's kind of hard to hear, but he goes, oh, you mean besides the $200,000 you just gave to my charity? And he's like, yeah, man, I got a gift for you for real. So you got to come by the house. So here you go. Take a listen to Jordan Davis yesterday in Nashville.
Hey, you act up over there. I'm going to take these headphones off and put you in timeout.
Oh,
right?
No. Now he's nervous. Yeah.
Yeah. He kind of wants to act up now just to see if it'll happen. Yeah. He's like, cool, I can go home. How are you, man?
Been good, man. Been good.
Yeah, you haven't been doing anything. You're just sitting around.
Just kind of sitting on my hands, you know, trying to. No, it has been. This year was crazy.
Country music's number one hit maker.
Yeah. Well, we definitely put some time in on the road this year.
Man,
it's been a long year, so I can't do this again next year.
Knock you out.
Yeah.
Plus, who's going to do all the fishing and hunting and golfing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, man. I got to get back to the stuff of why I do music.
Totally. Right. I did that. Was that a video you posted the other day? You were like, where you were on the plane. Where were you going?
Yeah, going to game day.
Yeah, and then you turn around, it's this little hunting cabin.
And my wife was just like, she was like, why did you post that? I was like, because I think that's a good little slice of
hunting. Yeah, like, for sure.
You know, you get to go down and play game day, and they flew us down there on a private plane. I don't get to fly on a lot of private planes.
Right.
So, like, I was like, man, this is awesome. And then you land back in Missouri, and he's like, hey, where are we staying tonight? He's like, oh, you are in that bedroom with the three twin beds. I was like, all right,
okay, whatever.
Yeah. Back to everyday life.
That's exactly it. The stuff you like, you know? Yeah. Not like you don't like game day, but I mean, come on, you know?
Exactly.
It's a real world.
Hey, Jordan, are you traveling with the kids and the family at all?
No. They've come to a couple shows. But, yeah, I think we're going to wait for a couple more years to, you know, right now they're 5, 3, and 1.
Yeah,
and the 5-year-old's great, but the 3 and 1-year-old, I think we need a couple more years before they get tour life.
Yeah, well,
that's
yeah,
how you stay married, Jordan.
Exactly. Well, that's I told a bad joke to my wife about that, where she was like, "Hey, we want to come out on the weekend." And I was like, "Well, then how am I supposed to? And then how am I going to get away from y'all?"
Oh, is that, you're a genius.
And she was just like, not a good
joke. It seemed funny in the moment.
Not a good joke. So,
Some things are better left unsaid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, jokes.
Although that video you posted with your daughter singing when you were playing, that was insane.
Dude, it's so funny how they pick up on little things like that. With, you know, that's from one of my favorite singer-songwriters, a guy named Andrew Duhon out of New Orleans. And I just always play that song around the house, and I never think that she's even listening to me.
Right.
Most of the time she's not.
Sure.
And then one day I'm playing it and I look over and she's like humming along and singing it. I'm like, hey, come over here and sit down.
That
and
was
that
crazy.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a cool moment. Yeah, and then she was making me laugh because she thought she was right on it.
Oh, yeah. She thought she was nailed it. And even in the front of the when I told her to count me in, you know, I was like, count to 4. She counts to 5. And then my son is like, stop, stop.
He's like, stop. He said 4.
And then he just says 4. And I was like, all right, here we go. Yeah.
And you don't want that on the road. Are you crazy?
I know, right?
Fish, if you're going to do golfing or hunting, which one, if you have to choose?
Oh, man.
I know.
I'd have to do hunting.
Yeah.
So much, you know.
Well, you've been doing it longer, too, right?
I have. I just picked golfing up. Probably tail end of college. But, like, and to hunting, it's like I've always, like, you know, the actual act of hunting is fun. But, like, you know, so much of that is, like, having the fam down there, having your buddies down there.
Right.
You know, cooking, hanging out, building a fire, you know, just being able to unplug and relax. Now, don't get me wrong. After a couple of days of that, I'm like, all right, we need some birds. We need some ducks to start flying.
Right.
But, yeah, it is. The entire just act of being out in the woods and with some people you love being around is fun.
Yeah, that's more of an event. Golf's like 5 hours and you're good. Yeah. You know.
And most of the time you're in trouble for being there.
Anyway. Right. Should have been like, doing 5 hours of something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. I do remember that.
And Jordan, getting to travel all over the U.S., is there a place that you're like, okay, this is pretty sweet. I could see myself living here at some point. I mean, is there a spot that you just really love?
Man, I've like, and not even that we play up there a ton, but like Montana, Big Sky Country.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, like, you know, Spokane ain't no, that ain't no slouch over there. The Pacific Northwest for me has been like, is something that I love rainy weather. So I feel like I'd fit in fine there. But like, Bozeman, Missoula,
okay,
little bitty spots in Montana. I've been like, man, this Big Sky Country I could do.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Mitchell. I love you, buddy. I have a gift, and y'all are seeing this. I have a gift for Mitchell that I have to get to him.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
This is Mitchell Tenpenny talking to me.
$200,000 in my charity wasn't enough.
Oh, no. That wasn't the real gift, but the real gift's coming. But he has to come home with me to get it. So. Oh, I love you, Mitchell.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it. I love that. That's great. I think Mitchell's everybody's dog. Honestly, he must be a great guy because everybody wants to do something with Mitchell.
Yes. I've love him so much that we got done touring this year and I was like, hey man, what are you doing next year? He's like, I don't know, we haven't figured it out yet. And I was like, do you want to come tour with me again?
No, it's insane.
We're trying to, he's an amazing human. You know, one of the first guys I met in town, great songwriter.
Yeah.
Great singer.
Yep.
Man, he's just hilarious.
That's awesome. That's cool. Well, dude, they're chasing you, so I appreciate everything
about
you.
Thank y'all so much. I love talking with y'all. Appreciate y'all.
You're the best, man. Thanks, buddy.
The Big 99.